She's the small wonder, lovely and bright and soft curls. She's a small wonder, a child unlike other girls. She's a miracle, and I grant you, she'll enchant you at her sight. She's a small wonder.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Small Wondercast.
This is your favorite show.
Your favorite show, the podcast about all things Small Wonder.
That's apparently what we're doing now.
Yeah, yep. That's we've switched over.
We're switching modes.
Switching gears. We felt there was a need out there for a Small Wonder podcast.
There aren't any.
Yeah, there aren't any out there.
So now it's
we're fulfilling
time.
A void. We're filling a void.
I like to fill.
I
her
knew.
Void.
I
yeah,
see,
you
I
see.
It.
You see.
I was giving it to you. That
you set it up, and I knocked it down.
You did. I really set everything up and made an easy shot for you.
You really did. I need that.
Yeah.
And I need that.
Yeah, I know. That's what best friends are for.
I'm not clever.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna put it out.
Still,
I'm not.
That's what they're there for.
Well, you're my best friend.
Best friends are. Oh.
So
thanks, buddy. I appreciate that.
Oh.
All right. So anyway, hey everybody, this is the Small Wonder Cast.
Come on.
You know we were joking around with you guys right now.
Except it will be for this.
Except
one,
it is.
Actually,
except
yep.
It is actually a Small Wonder Cast. Mike and I, you know, we talk about Small Wonder a lot on the show.
Too much.
Too much.
Much too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. We decided it'd be fun to do a Small Wonder episode commentary for you guys.
Yep.
So
we're gonna do it.
We chose an episode of Small Wonder.
You can't see it.
Doesn't matter. You don't need to see it. It's Small Wonder.
You don't need to see it.
But this way we can kind of explain what we're talking about with Small Wonder and the ridiculousness of the show as the show's happening.
Or not. It could be a flop.
This could be the worst episode ever.
This could not turn out good.
It's gonna be great. But for anybody that has the Small Wonder Season 2 DVD set...
Pop it in.
We're going to do the episode, The Cat's Meow.
It's called The Cat's Meow.
Disc 4.
Oh.
It's going to be great. And we'll explain a little bit about what the Small Wonder show is about as we go. But you wanted to talk about something else. Oh, yeah. You wanted to tell us about the schedule.
Yes. Yes. We are switching to our originally planned format of every other week, which is...
Bimonthly?
It
is bimonthly.
Or is it biweekly?
It's bimonthly. Biweekly would be twice a week.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Some people on the internet
we
don't agree.
We went back and forth.
Some people on the internet don't agree with
that. They don't agree with you.
I don't.
But I agree with you.
Thanks.
It's bimonthly.
Two episodes a month. Unless
something crazy happens, we might do like a special episode.
Sure, yeah, we'll come in.
But I think our best episodes are ones where we've taken a week off and we come back with a bunch of fresh stuff to talk about.
I happen to disagree. All the best episodes are
really
are when we have done it too much.
Oh. Wow. Guess what, guys? We're back on a weekly schedule. We're coming back at you.
All right,
four
coming
episodes
straight
a month.
At you. Okay,
five
we know what
episodes
you,
a month.
We know what you're missing.
Yeah.
No, we are switching to every other week. I think we just need to do it right now.
Yeah.
Be good.
Especially around the holidays, man. It's gonna be tough to do.
Oh, it's gonna
every
be hard.
Week, you know.
Especially with. The holidays.
Like, next week is Thanksgiving, so we're definitely not recording next week.
I'm not recording on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Wait a second. Maybe I'll set up. I'll record from the Thanksgiving table.
Hey, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Have Thanksgiving dinner with Action Features.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell
your family you're busy.
That's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, tell your family. I don't have time for you guys this holiday. I'm going to have Thanksgiving with the boys from Action
With Features. My best friends.
Yeah. My two best friends in the world.
Yes.
In the whole world.
Mike and James.
Because that's what they're there for.
From Action Features.
All right, so let's do this.
Let's do it. Well, quick.
No, let's not.
We got another review on iTunes.
Oh, yeah,
very nice.
I want to read this review. It's
very,
very
nice.
Nice. I'm glad you mentioned that.
All right,
hang on. I'm going to bring up the thing. I was listening to a different podcast, so I don't have it.
What was that?
Was that the microphone?
No, it's still where it is.
I don't know what that was. Things are going weird tonight.
It's weird, man. We've had technical difficulties of all kinds.
Yeah.
Tell you what. Our headphones aren't plugged in.
They're not plugged in. This is different.
I'll tell you that. We couldn't find the connector.
All right, I'm going to read this review.
Read it.
This is from Darth Duck, and his subject line is Mainstream to Obscure. And he says, where else are you going to get references to Leonard Part 6? Nowhere. And that's one of the reasons I love listening to these guys. They have a great chemistry. We'll talk about everything you would want and expect in a pop culture podcast and plenty of topics You never knew you wanted to hear a podcast discussed.
Listen to that.
That was such a nice review.
So nice.
We've got a lot of really nice reviews. I really appreciate all the nice reviews.
And honest.
We even appreciate that a too smarmy review.
I appreciate that.
But that was very nice. So Darth Duck, whoever you are, that was very cool.
Very nice,
and
thank you.
We appreciate that nice review.
Very nice. All right. You ready to get down to
Let's
it?
Let's do it, man.
Let's do this.
Okay, so I'm going to hit play.
Hit play.
I'm going to hit play.
The screen is black right now.
This is a season 2 episode, disc 4, A Cat's Meow.
A Cat's
so if
Meow.
If you have this set, pause the podcast and go get the DVD. Put All it right. in. Put it in there. All right. You got it? Okay.
You got it? Here hit we go. The triangle. Play. It's the triangle button. Hit the triangle button.
It. Here it is.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. She's a small wonder.
Lovely and bright with small curls.
She's a small wonder.
A girl.
Oh, like a child. It's a child unlike other
girls.
Girls. Miracle, and I grant you, she'll enchant you at first sight. She's a small wonder. Big J's big sandwich.
He smiles about the sandwich.
Oh, he knows
he's taking all of the
He knows he cannot eat all that sandwich.
He's taking every bit of it. Now, Small Wonder has looked at a karate magazine, and she chopped the table.
You called her small, and her name's Vicky.
She's made of plastic. Microchips here and there.
She's a small wonder. Love and laughter everywhere.
Now Ted, the father, he's looking at the computer. He's playing the computer, and they've superimposed a video of Vicky on there. So what's he doing there?
From now on, we will also not refer to him as Ted, but his real name, Dick Christie.
Yeah, the actor's name is Dick Christie in the show. He plays a character, Ted Lawson. We constantly refer to him as his actor name of Dick Christie.
What's up with Vicky's bangs in this one?
They're a little weird.
You notice like, a couple of them? A couple episodes have weird bangs.
Like she's had a glamour shot.
Yeah,
she just got back from glamour shots.
She just came back from Olin Mills.
Yeah.
She's got a glamour shot.
She had one of those ones where it has her face almost like a ghost face.
Joan's looking pretty good, though.
Okay. Vicky takes things literally. Okay, so the concept of the show, all right, is that Dick Christie works for a robotics firm, right? And he has made Vicky, which it's an anagram for something, like voice integrated.
Nobody knows.
Child.
Nobody knows what it is.
He's made a little girl robot, but he's kept her secret from the robotics company he works for, which makes no sense. He's got the most highly advanced robot ever made, and he decides, instead of showing it to his work and getting a huge promotion and maybe ruling the company, nah, I think I'll just dress up in a little maid outfit and keep her in my house.
Once in a while, he talks about financial problems and stuff, too, which could easily be avoided with this. In one episode, he did mention he needs to keep her a secret to work out all the bugs. But it seems like she works pretty fantastic.
She works
fantastic.
Better than anything else nowadays, even. And this was in the 80s.
She's fantastic, and she's made of plastic.
There's microchips here and there, but they all work.
They all work. And now the annoying neighbor has come in. What I like about Vicky, she makes fun of the neighbors.
It's great.
Like, no matter what, she always does.
Vicky, every once in a while, will mimic somebody. Like, they'll say something, and then she'll mimic them.
Yep.
I guess it's a glitch in a program. That's probably one of the glitches that Dick Christie wants to work out.
Dick Christie is foolish.
And a few bananas. Oh, and so the neighbor lady is the secretary from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yep.
Too. And she's quite annoying. Usually she plays like sort of a nicer lady character, but in this she's very annoying.
I want to punch her in the face.
Yeah. Super annoying.
And very imposing. She's always imposing herself upon.
And nobody ever questions the fact that Vicky is constantly in that outfit. That little almost like little maid outfit that got her in.
Yeah.
She's always in that outfit. But nobody ever says anything about it. The Big J changes clothes. Big J is Jamie Lawson. He's the son. And he likes to refer to himself as the Big J. Oh, the Big J is really going to pull one over on Mom and Dad.
Yep.
That's what the Big J talks like.
The Big J is also homeless right now.
Yeah, Jerry Supirin, who played the Big J,
lives under a bridge.
Lives under a bridge now.
Oh, see, she's always pushing off. She's always pushing off her tasks on Joan Lawson. Oh, she's going to lift up James. She's going to lift up Big J.
Yep.
There's a bad screen here. You can tell that.
Yeah, you can always tell.
Whoa!
So she's lifting the Big J up by his knee as he's laying down, but his whole body is staying rigid.
Yeah.
So the Big J has incredible ab muscles.
He works out.
He really does. And you can always tell when one of these effects is coming, because like Mike said, there's always a weird screenshot or something like that, when Vicky's going to show her robot strength.
And you know it's canned laughter, too, because people go nuts when they do those effects.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not really people.
There's
it's
no
just,
way.
It's canned laughter.
Yeah.
I resent being called a crumb by a crummy robot.
Here's one of the main things about the show. They're constantly mean to Vicky. They call her like, oh, she's just a robot.
Yeah.
Oh, she doesn't have any emotions. She's just a robot. Oh, well, a bunch of transistors that's really going to be upset about this? That's what the Big J
is that a,
would say.
Is that a quote?
Yeah, I just made it up.
Oh, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
And so this episode is going to delve into something here where they take advantage of Vicky and they're mean to Vicky.
I haven't seen this one.
I told you about it a little bit.
I know, but I haven't seen it. But you watched it.
I watched it.
I want to be clear to all of our listeners.
Okay, so now what's happened is Ted, or Dick Christie, has brought home a robot cat. But it's not nearly as advanced as Vicky. It's basically
not even
a cat's
close.
Body thrown on a remote control car.
That's what, it's a stuffed cat thrown on a remote control car. And you can see they didn't even bother to cover up the wheels or anything. It's got wheels.
It's got wheels. He can make Vicky walk.
Well, I don't think he made this robot, right?
I don't know. I think he may have. I have no idea. Why would he not, though?
I don't... It's
he's, why would he go to somebody else for a shoddy product?
Because he's an idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, he's constantly making poor decisions.
How did the show make it 5 seasons?
I don't know.
I don't even get it.
I don't know. I think the ratings were high because of people like you and me.
Yeah. So Vicky doesn't like the
She's
the robot
jealous
cat.
Of the robot cat, as I would be.
Yeah.
She is jealous of the cat. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
There you go!
Oh, that was pretty close to what you said.
See, how can a hunk of plastic and wires have emotion? They're just mean to her. And I think at this point in the show, they've adopted...
Hold on a second, hold on. Wait a second. Some plot development here. Dick Christie is a real...
He's a comedic genius.
Piece of work.
Yeah.
He is a...
He's a real piece of...
Mm-hmm.
Two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what were you waiting for here?
Well, I thought he was going to... Doesn't he say that they're going to intentionally try and make Vicky jealous?
It's not until they're leaving. They leave the house. No. We'll get to that. That he's going to intentionally leave the cat there to make Vicky jealous. Just to kind of torture her.
Sibling robot rivalry.
At this point in time, they've gone to these great lengths to adopt Vicky and pretend like she's a real girl to everybody. But yet, at the same time, they won't treat her like a real girl. They just treat her like she's an object. She does all the housework. She does all the cleaning.
Well,
right
Joan,
now, she's watering the plants.
Well, Joan Lawson just sits around on a duff.
What does she do? Nothing.
She doesn't do anything.
Other than wear crazy outfits.
She's
wearing
some crazy outfits.
It's insane looking. All right, so now they're getting ready to go out for dinner, the two of them.
And they're able to do so.
They're able to do so.
Because Vicky's at home.
Vicky's there.
Why is he so entertained by this cat? All it does is roll.
Yeah, it's just a cat on a road control car. And so now he's calling Jamie over. Here you go. Here, he's going to say it.
That's not funny.
It's not funny.
It's not
That's
funny.
That's not funny, Dick Christie. Whoa, nice shoulder pads.
Joan. Zinger.
She's got on, like, football player shoulder pads. She's playing for the 49ers.
What? She's Joe Montana.
Yeah, she's on Joe Montana. All right, so now Vicky and the Big J are at home, and the Big J is going to play with a cat to make Vicky intentionally jealous.
What a schwanz.
Yeah.
Dick Christie is a schwanz.
Why do you want Vicky to get any better? Because all you wanted to do was just be your housemaid.
Yeah.
You don't. You treat her like garbage. Why would you want her to have emotion then?
Oh, she's sad though.
Oh,
look at her.
She's
putting
sad.
Out that lip. That bottom lip.
The Big J takes delight in other people's sadness.
Yeah, he does.
And now he's getting his comeuppance being homeless.
He's getting his comeuppance.
I wonder if he's listening to the Action Futures podcast.
Oh, check it out. Vicky just poured some water on that robot cat.
Yes, she's mad. She's jealous, dude.
She's going to short circuit it. Oh, man, that's terrible. I bet Dick Christie's doing the voice for
the cat.
I'll
bet he is. Dick Christie had everything to do with the show. He was writing. He was doing the cat voice.
Man.
She's pouting again. So Vicky's gotten emotion thanks to this cat.
I really feel for her.
You should. I think we should all feel for Vicky because, I mean, she doesn't have it very well off here in this family.
No, she's got a terrible time here. If you love me, I'll do what Jamie did. I'll run away from home. I'm a crazy, jealous robot. Remember that time when Jamie ran away from home?
I don't remember when Jamie ran away from home.
Hmm.
I do remember one where, yeah, but it wasn't, they're not
did
referring
he,
to that
did
one.
Did he, though?
He Well, there was a time when he went and lived in his clubhouse, remember?
Yes, that must be the time.
Yeah, but I think that happened.
Hmm.
I don't think it happened because he was jealous. I think it happened because he was in trouble, maybe?
What happened? Hey, what happened in the clubhouse?
Oh, that's not back there.
It's gone.
The clubhouse is gone.
They had to take it out so she could walk around in circles.
But now they've
like
got
this.
Some kind of monkey bars back there.
Well, now the neighbor's little girl's over, and she's just as nosy.
Oh, Harrier, but easily the best actor on the show.
I think she's the best actor on the show.
Harriet's a freckle-faced, redheaded girl that's annoying.
She's been on other things, hasn't she?
I don't know.
I think I recognize her from a show, from another show.
I don't know. But she's annoying, and she's nosy.
Yep.
But she's pretty much Vicky's only friend. Thank you. I have a They only have, like, and another thing on this show is they basically only have the house set and the backyard. And every once in a while.
Once in a while you get an
once
extra.
Once in a blue moon you'll get another set.
I bet it's when another show, like, wasn't using one of their
when
sets
not
for
using
a second.
Those sets, they get to borrow it. You're going to get to see another set in this one. You get to see Harriet's room.
I can't wait.
I bet you're excited.
I can't wait. I'm so
excited.
They
may so have just redressed another room, but it's Harriet's
room. Don't ruin it for
I'm
me.
I'm not going to ruin it for you.
I believe.
I can tell you what happens.
I believe
in the
it's Harriet's. Turn blue. I knew it. In a watch, they're gonna do something.
No, she's not gonna do it right now.
She can't turn blue.
Don't. I'm not gonna ruin it.
She'll
for
turn.
You.
I bet she turns
but maybe
blue
she
later.
Will. That's another thing about Vicky. She takes everything literally.
And somehow she has some crazy abilities, like she was throwing a baseball one time, and it was a curveball, and it just like. Floated and curved all through the
it's
air
impossible.
And stuff. It's not just
because you're a robot.
Because you're a robot doesn't mean that
doesn't
you can
mean you can do those things.
Have things float through the air. You can't control know. Things once they get outside of your grip.
And sometimes she has super hearing, but other times she doesn't have super hearing.
Right.
And then it's just her abilities go back and forth.
It's you know what? This is crazy that we're doing this.
Why?
It's I don't know. It's stupid to me.
Why is it stupid?
Well, I'm having a good time, but...
I think it's... Nobody else can use this commentary.
Oh, I'm picturing somebody else just listening to this.
Yeah. I'm just being depressed.
We're losing fans. Yeah. I mean, I would probably keep listening just to see what happens.
I would want to know what happened in the episode. Yeah. And it's for sure you're not going to have his DVD set.
I think our listeners want to know, too.
Yeah, I think that we've talked about it enough that I needed to know more about Small Wonder.
Let's keep going.
Yeah. We're almost probably halfway through the episode.
Probably, yeah.
All right, so now Vicky has run away to Harriet's house.
Next door.
Yeah. She says she ran away from home?
Harriet has a nice room.
She has a very nice room.
It's nicer than I pictured it.
Well, Harriet's an only child.
That's true.
You know?
And her dad is...
He's the boss.
Dick Christie's
boss.
He's Dick's
boss.
Even though he's completely inept.
So now Vicky's explaining to Harriet's mom all the things she does around the house. And she does everything. She does the laundry, she does the cleaning, all this stuff. What is the mom doing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Spending Schwann's Christie's money.
Absolutely nothing. Yeah, in the one episode she volunteered to like buy something. Like Dick Christie and his son, the Big J,
yep.
wanted to go to a football game. She said, "Oh, well, maybe I'll buy you guys football tickets.
I'll spring for football tickets. Oh,
with what money?
Will you, Joan Lawson?
With what money?
With the
with
money,
Dick Christie
the,
money.
With Dick Christie money.
Dick Christie, big rolling.
Dick bucks.
Spinning cheese. Yeah. She should have said that. Well, Dick Christie's going to buy those football tickets.
Yeah.
So she took the credit.
Joan Lawson.
Yeah. Real rough life that Jones got.
Yeah.
You know? She talks about the Big J taking advantage of Vicky when the Big J has Vicky do the homework.
Yep.
They're talking about, oh, you can't take advantage of Vicky. She takes advantage of Vicky.
Every day.
What are you doing?
Day in, day out.
Nothing.
I'll knock it off.
Now, the Harriet's mom is in the right here.
Yep.
She hears about all the things that Vicky has to do, and she says, that's not cool. You're very mistreated. Why don't you go ahead and have a nap in Harriet's bed?
These neighbors.
Yeah.
She's putting her down for a nap right now.
Yeah.
It's not bedtime yet.
Well, it's close enough.
It's close.
It was dark out in that one scene, remember?
That's true. They use the neighbors for a catalyst for whatever situation they want. They're usually very annoying and whatever, but sometimes
they're good.
They come through.
Like the episode where Dick Christie was too busy to do the basketball game with the Big J.
With the father-son basketball
Brindle
game.
Brindle father comes forward and says, hey, I'll take over. I'll help out.
Mr. Brindle.
Yeah, Mr. Brindle. He comes over and helps out. And then like Dick Christie wants to sabotage him because he helped out.
Right.
He said, I won't have him taking the Big J I won't have him replace me as father. And then he like tries to elbow him on the court.
He does, yeah.
He's so mean to him.
This is the only show that I can think of where the protagonist is an antagonist.
Yeah. The family are jerks.
They're jerks. I'll take the Bundys over these people.
I would too.
Because at least the Bundys stick together.
Yeah, they're not making any pretenses about it. They know that they're jerks.
They just say what they...
this family tries to pretend they're something good.
Tell me something good.
So little brat Harriet's running away now.
Mom doesn't care that Harriet's running away?
I don't know. I think she... I didn't catch
it. It's not the first time it's happened.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's not a big deal. She's coming back. She's not going anywhere.
I'm sorry.
She's got it too good in the Brindle house.
She's got it great in the Brindle house.
She's not having to do any chores like Vicky is.
I'll tell you what, though. If she waits for her to go to sleep, it's not going to happen. She's a robot.
No, she's not. She's a robot. She's reading some kind of adult novel, if I remember right, in that scene. It's like
that's
an adult
weird.
Novel, like a romance novel or
Dick
something.
Christie is always throwing in something inappropriate like that.
Yeah, because he's a writer on the show.
Yeah.
Dick Christie. Did you notice that fake Picasso? He was yawning out of all three mouths. Ugh. And he always does this.
Yeah, he always makes a little smirk after
a
every
joke.
Joke
and a smirk.
And so does his wife, Joan Lawson.
Yeah, they all caught it from him. It's the Dick Christie.
He does the same thing. They all have the same comedic delivery.
Now, come on. He's picking up something in an Afghan. Who's this? I'm thinking it's the Big J. You telling me that Harriet weighs as much as the Big J?
I don't think so.
You see that sandwich the Big J was making at the beginning?
Oh. He weighs a ton.
The Big J easily outweighs her by 25 pounds.
Easily. Where is Vicky?
I hate to tell you this, Dad, but looks like Vicky ran away from home, too.
Okay, but Harriet hasn't spilled the beans.
No, not yet.
About where she is.
Harriet hasn't told anybody yet. Are you sure? But still.
If I was the Big J, I would think.
What did the Big J do?
I would think. Well, Vicky's gone.
Yeah.
And now Harriet's run away from home. She's here.
Yeah.
I would ask her about it. Have you seen Vicky?
Yeah.
I know you live next door. Have you seen Vicky?
Vicky's not going to go many places.
No, she won't.
She would have gone to Harriet's. That's about it. The Big J gave up way too quick on looking. He was in the kitchen, you know, when they showed up.
Yep.
He's making another one of those sandwiches.
He's having a huge sandwich.
He's having another huge sandwich. That's where they got that scene from at the beginning of the show.
He's not using pickle slices either. He's put a full pickle on there.
Yeah. Now that Vicky's gone, I can make a giant sandwich.
Better enjoy those same... Oh, now the mom is...
Harriet's mom.
Harriet's mom is sleeping...
With a plate of cookies.
I bet Vicky made those cookies. She's taking advantage now of Vicky.
Why not? Everybody else does.
She's a little girl. She's got a maid's outfit on
already. But Vicky's reading the romance novel.
Yep.
Vicky, what are you doing? Now, Vicky usually reads at super speed. Not reading at super speed here. And Dick Christie wanted her to read this romance novel out loud.
Because he's a weirdo.
She's a little girl.
He's a weirdo.
Yeah, Dick Christie's weird.
There are so many things in this show that we can't show you.
Yeah, it's inappropriate.
It's inappropriate.
Dick Christie's about to do a great snag in midair right here, though. The cookies are going to go flying, and he's going to catch one midair.
Are you serious?
It's great. Yeah.
I can't wait to see this.
Wait until you see this. You might want to slow-mo this at home.
The plates are sitting on her bulbous belly.
Yeah. She's corpulent.
Oh my goodness.
Right, now watch this.
Whoa.
Like a boss.
Good snag.
Yeah. He ate it.
He sure did. You know what? I respect Dick Christie. You know,
he's changed right
there. I think he's...
He's kind of James Bond-esque now.
Yeah, I could see him as you Bond.
Yeah, Dick Christie is James Bond.
Yep.
Now here's where stuff goes crazy. Harriet's awake, Harriet's mom's awake, and she's freaking out about all the things that Vicky has to do around the house.
As she should be.
Yeah. Can you believe everything Harriet And so now the mom of Vicky Joan, is that her name? Joan Lawson?
Joan Lawson.
She lies.
She's lying.
And says, oh, well, kids make up stuff. Kids just make things up. You think we believe everything Harriet says about you guys? Which is a lie.
Lie.
Vicky does lie, go on stuff
lie,
around
lie,
the
lie,
house.
Lie, 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 lie.
It's ridiculous.
They're trying to cover their own butts.
That's what they're doing. They don't want to lose their meal ticket.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's hard to say.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
It's fun. It's fun to say, but it's hard. Oh, there she is. She's turning blue.
Turn blue.
Obviously, just a blue light. There's
callback.
Not.
And this happens a lot.
You know what?
She does something that's unbelievable. Like she'll pick somebody up in midair. She's turning blue here. She did something else that was crazy.
She'll lift a car. She likes to shoot like crazy streams of water out of her.
Yeah, when she cries, there's like 50 eye holes that are just spraying out water. And she does this in front of people.
They don't question it.
They don't question it.
They don't care.
They don't question it. They just go, what? And then there's nothing else said about it.
See, nobody cares. You don't ever have to run away or be jealous again. Except we actually wanted you to run away.
Okay.
Okay.
He has to convince the Big J to lie.
To agree with him that they do indeed love Vicky more than that stupid cat.
He gives the
cat.
Big J a face.
It's not even a cool cat.
How would you not love Vicky at this point? She would be like a sister.
She
this
would
is
be.
Season two.
She's doing all kinds of
you
stuff
adopted
for you.
Adopted her.
She's got personality. She's doing all your stuff. Looks like the beginning of a beautiful friendship. Actually, it's not the beginning of a beautiful friendship because...
She hates that cat.
Because there are many episodes after this and that cat's not anywhere.
Well, you're about to see.
Yeah.
Throws the cat out the door.
Toss it out. Good for you, Vicky.
Hate that cat. And she smiles about it.
Good for you, Vic.
So we see Vicky is having emotion. But this isn't the end of them picking on Vicky and treating her like garbage. You would think that, okay, now we know she's starting to have emotions, she's starting to be jealous.
No, but they haven't.
We should be nice to her, but
no,
they don't. The
next, don't
very next episode, I think, they're right back to doing their same thing. Like,
they don't
Vicky,
care.
Well, she's just a pile of plastic. Well, can you clean up Vicky? You're just a pile of plastic
stupid.
And wires and microchips here and there.
Wow. Stupid.
So there it was.
Well.
I hope you've enjoyed this commentary. For the Small Wonder episode.
It was a short one, it seemed like.
It was the same length as every episode.
Oh.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
I had a great time.
I had a great time.
Talking about Small Wonder.
I just wish that everybody could see it.
I do too.
Maybe we could try and post a clip.
Something. I don't think so.
No.
I think it's too much effort.
Yeah, let's just leave it audio.
I think we should just leave it audio. It's like people love radio plays.
It's how people used to get their entertainment.
They obviously
through the ears.
They're listening to the podcast. They obviously like to just listen to things.
Obviously.
And not watch things.
And not watch things.
Right
no,
now.
They're not watching things because most people only have about 45 minutes every week.
Yeah.
Or
they feel hampered by visuals.
That's right.
So they love podcasts.
So now
listening.
They can.
This is what they've got. We're going to do this every week.
We just boosted their imagination.
We're just going to explain what's happening on an episode every week. You know, what show do you want us to talk about next? And we'll just talk about a show.
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
If we could, we can find some shows.
Yeah.
We'll just do different shows
do
and
Night
talk
Court.
About them.
We'll do Night Court next.
I would like to
Perfect
do
Strangers.
A Night Court. Perfect Strangers
we'll
do
Perfect
we should
Strangers.
Do.
Perfect Strangers. Let's do a commentary episode on Perfect Strangers.
That sounds too good.
Because people hate watching shows.
Too good to be true.
Yeah. Well, here we go. You got anything else you want to talk about?
That's it. Well. How can I top that? I'm
you
just
can't.
I'm
the
just thinking about
over.
I'm thinking about
they've already ran the credits.
Thinking
We're
about
still talking.
Dick Christie and Vicky and that whole scenario. I feel so bad for the girl.
I would hope that there's one person out there that has this DVD set. And they went, "You know what? I'm popping it."
One person?
I'm popping one person. I want to hear a comment from one person that listens to the show.
I don't know how many listeners we have, but
I hope
it's
one.
Comparatively to who all's in the world.
Yeah.
It's small.
Yeah.
And I love every one of them, but it's small.
Yeah.
So the chances.
It's a small wonder.
The chances.
It's a small wonder.
The chances of them.
Yeah. Having that DVD set.
Having that DVD set are so slim.
Well, I mean.
It would be a
I haven't.
It would be a small wonder if somebody did.
Thanks to Charles, I haven't.
Right.
Maybe Charles is buying it for everybody.
Maybe he is.
Maybe he's buying it for everybody who listens to Action Features.
I hope I hope that's what he's doing. He's sending them out.
Well, season one was easier to find than season two. Season two was online only. You can only buy it from an online store. So you had to be a really hardcore Small Wonder fan to have season two.
Charles was.
Yeah, Charles, no.
He knew that you were.
He thought that I would be.
He knew that you were.
Yeah.
Were.
And at first I thought I was cursed with this gift.
You. Yes.
No, I love it. I love Homeward.
I switched it around totally.
Well,
now you know how it lasted five seasons.
I hate
seasons.
It and I love it.
You know how it lasted five seasons.
I've got to have more. Yeah.
You can't get more.
If anybody has, like, VHS copies of seasons 3 through 5, I would love to have them.
You're reaching a low.
Yeah, I want to see it. I want to see the rest. I want to see how do they keep it going for 3 more seasons.
Yep. I want to see season 5.
Yeah.
Where, how does that
turn
out?
It's got to be bad. I want to see what the Big J looks like in season 5.
He looks rough.
I bet he does. All those sandwiches, there's no way he kept up that figure.
No.
All right. Well.
All right, that's it. This has been Mike and James with Action Features.
And Vicky.
And this has been Mike, James, and Vicky.
And the Big J.
And the Big J with Action Features.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Be sure to treat your robots at home with respect.
Yeah, they're people too.
They're people too.
Yeah. You didn't see Picard treating Data like that.
No, you didn't. Well, he should have.
Yeah.
I think. But
Luke didn't treat R2 like that.
No, he... Well, that's right, he didn't. He talked
Han
to him
treated
like,
him like that.
Han did.
Han's like... Dick Christie is like the Han Solo of Small Wonder.
He's got the hair.
Yeah.
For it.
And the swagger.
He has the swagger smirk. For it. Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Bye. Action Features.